Back in November, when life was still normal, a pandemic postponement of baseball was the last thing on anybody's mind. Right-handed starter Kyle Gibson signed a three-year, $30 million free agent contract with the Texas Rangers that month. Little could he have imagined at the time that at the end of April, he'd still be waiting to throw his opening pitch of 2020. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for all the info you need and to give remotely, quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. In 2009, Gibson was the first-round draft pick of the Minnesota Twins out of the University of Missouri, and he would go on to play seven seasons with the Twins before they let him walk in free agency this past offseason. Kyle Gibson's back with me from his home outside of St. Louis, Missouri today. So your entire career, Kyle, with the Twins, I'm sure you got a bunch of big moments there with Minnesota. That experience, what's in your Twins scrapbook?
My debut was really special. Getting to obviously make it, but yesterday I saw something on social media where they must have played the day that Joe Mauer came back out and caught one pitch in 2018, and that's something that I'll remember for forever. It was actually one of my starts in 2013. That was the last game that he started behind the dish against the Mets. So for him to come back out and catch that one pitch and do that again was something that was really emotional, but really fun for us players to get to watch and get to see Joe experience that, because that was his passion, being behind the plate. So that's something that I'll remember forever.
Yeah, I will too. That game that Joe came back to take the one pitch there. So the Twins allowed you to leave via free agency. Kyle, tell me about the process of signing with the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, it was something that you always kind of prepare yourself for. You never intend to leave the team that you started with. Everybody wants to play their whole career there for the most point. And, we got to early November once free agency started, and we just didn't hear from the Twins. And as the time kind of passed, we kind of realized that the Twins weren't going to be an option. So that's when we started preparing ourselves for, okay, we're going to have a life change here. So, how do we want our life to change, and where are we going to go with it? And the Rangers were one of the first teams that called, if not the first. And, they were really forward about wanting to make me a Ranger and have me come down there and play. And it was just a matter of time. By the time I talked to Woody and some of the guys and the staff, and knowing Lance Lynn from 2018, I realized it was a place that I wanted to be. As the chips fell, it just made a whole lot of sense. And they've got a medical staff that has dealt with, three or four players with ulcerative colitis just like I have. And, that was something that was really big for me, was, okay, there's a medical staff that knows what's going on and knows a lot about my situation. And if I'm not healthy and not feeling good, then it's not going to matter where I am. So, I just felt like that was the right place for me.
Yeah. Last year you were diagnosed with this ulcerative colitis. Can you describe this disease? What's it all about?
Yeah, it's an inflammatory bowel disease that, you develop a lot of different ways, but it just causes a lot of, stomach pain and bloating and just a lot of uncomfortableness, a lot of times right after you eat. For me, it was a lot at night. Part of the reason I ended up going on the injured list later on in the year was just because I just wasn't sleeping. And I was probably waking up seven or eight times at night, with stomach pain and cramps and bloating, or having to go to the bathroom. And, it was just kind of a miserable experience. But, there's people that live with Crohn's, which is a little bit worse, obviously, because that affects your entire digestive system, where, ulcerative colitis is just the lower part of your intestine. But, it's basically you have to find the right food that isn't going to upset your stomach, and you know, that's what I've been doing, you know, all off season and now into the spring.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, UC caused you to miss a start in the playoffs for the Twins. You pitched all last season with UC. One would think this would be a huge distraction out there on the mound.
You know, honestly, the biggest reason why I kept pitching was because the 3 hours during the game that I would pitch, the adrenaline and the fight or flight response caused me to feel the best I felt all week. So, you know, whatever it was about the chemical release or chemical response when your body gets in those situations, it made my stomach feel better. So that was really the reason why I kept going. And, you know, it was something I dealt with that I knew that, you know, physically I probably wasn't going to be at my best, but mentally, you know, I still felt pretty good, and I felt like I was executing pitches to a certain point. But then, you know, I probably just wasn't being completely honest with myself on where I was physically. You know, as I got, you know, into late June and into late July, and that's where it kind of caught up with me with the sleep and you know, caught up with me with just the performance on the field, and I just wasn't able to execute and even get through, you know, 3 or 4 innings without feeling exhausted.
Can't imagine. Okay, lanky right-hander Kyle Gibson, the starting pitcher now with the Texas Rangers, and talking with him from his home outside St. Louis, out there in the farm, waiting for the all-go from Major League Baseball. I've got more to visit with you about, Kyle, so I'm going to ask you to come back. I want to talk about more about baseball and about how you see God through this whole experience of delay and waiting during the pandemic. So thanks for being here. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.